One can't but feel compassion for those families unable to bury their loved ones or able to grieve properly during this pandemic. They carry a heavy burden. Jesus died late on Friday afternoon, just before the start of Sabbath, and his body was unceremoniously interred because no burials were allowed on the Sabbath, especially on this Passover Sabbath. Think of how the followers of Jesus felt at that time. The grief of his cruel death, a rushed burial, the weight of their abandonment of him, the shattering of all their hopes, living in fear for their own survival. First thing on Sunday, the women went to minister to the corpse of Jesus, but they found an empty tomb, and straight away thought of grave robbers. Nobody saw it. No one was there. Jesus of Nazareth really did die, but something disturbing happened. Whatever happened, Pope Benedict calls an evolutionary leap. Jesus was neither a resuscitated corpse nor a ghost. The resurrection didn't happen in his followers' imaginations or in their hearts after remembering the things he said and did. No. What happened, in the Pope's words, the love of the Father exploded, flooding every atom in Jesus with transfigured life beyond human ken. What we do know is that the risen Lord later appeared to the women, then to Peter, who denied him, then to the others who'd abandoned him, to James, and many others, including Paul the persecutor. St. Paul tells us straight that if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. Meeting the risen Lord brought forgiveness and healing, and the crushed and perplexed followers were themselves transformed into witnesses, preachers, missionaries, who disregarded the world's threats and beatings as they announced, "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us." Let us pray this Easter that the risen Christ will transform what lies dead in our hearts and needs to feel the warmth of forgiveness, what love lies shrouded in indifference and needs to be transfigured by the word of life. I wish you all a happy and a blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.